believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you, my Father and my God. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you, my Father and my God. I believe in you. My eyes are on you. My eyes are on you. My eyes are on you. You're Almighty God. Nothing shall be impossible with you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you, my Father and my God. I believe in you. My eyes are on you, Lord Jesus. My eyes are on you, my Father. My eyes are on you, Holy Spirit. You're Almighty God. Nothing shall be impossible with you. I believe in you. I believe in you, my Father and my God. I believe in you. My eyes are on you. My eyes are. Nothing shall be impossible with you. You're Almighty God. Nothing shall be impossible with you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you, my Father and my God. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you, my Father and my God.
You are a great God. You are a
excellent in all that you do. Lord, I magnify, Lord, I magnify, Lord.
Proverbs 4:20 through 22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. These are instructions given to us by Dr. Jesus for taking his medicine. There are similarities between God's medicine and natural medicine. First of all, like natural medicine, God's medicine must be taken to have any effect. It's not enough for us to say thank you to the doctor or pharmacist for the prescription that they've given us. We must open the bottle and take the pills according to the directions. Some folks say they believe in healing. They believe in the power of God. They may even give God thanks for the promises and yet never take the medicine. We must open our mouths, open our Bibles, open our hearts, and let the Word of God get inside of us. Much has been said about getting into the Word, but the more important issue is getting the Word into us. One thing that can really help is to ask the Holy Spirit to plant the Word or engraft the Word into your heart, into your soul, as you meditate upon the promises. Many today continually seek for someone else to pray for them, a friend, or a pastor, a special minister. And certainly prayer is proper and valuable. But remember, God likes the faith that's in your heart. He loves your heart. He loves you. Now, if we become sick, we shouldn't hesitate to call upon the elders to anoint us with oil and pray the prayer of faith. But we must remember, prayer is not a substitute for the medicine. Prayer is not a substitute for the healing seed that needs to be sown in the soil of our hearts. It is as we follow the instructions to attend to, incline our ears, and continue looking at the Word that we get it into our heart and keep it there. Then the power of God's Word, of God's medicine, can be released and bring healing and health. The first direction we have is to attend to the words of God. Take the time to give your undivided attention to the word of God regarding healing. Put it first place. Next, we are told to incline our ear. What we are listening to is vital because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Doubt and fear can come the same way. It just depends on what we're listening to. Reading and speaking or muttering the word aloud to yourself is probably the best way to incline your ear to the word. At the same time, you will be keeping them before your eyes, keeping them in the midst of your heart. This is an ongoing process. The midst of your heart is the center of your being, the center of your attention. Keeping something in your heart involves thinking about it or pondering it. Often when a couple first falls in love, they think about their partner constantly. Their thoughts are at times consumed with each other. Let your thoughts be consumed with the word, thinking on things that are true, lovely, and of a good report. This will keep your mind stayed on the Lord and His deliverance. Once you start taking the medicine, stay with it. Let patience have her perfect work, and by faith and patience, you will inherit the promise. Many ministers today give the advice to take a daily dose of faith and healing by meditating in the Word of God. It will bring healing and serve to maintain health. Knox translates Proverbs 4:22 this way, "Let a man master them. They will bring life and healing to his whole being." Mastering something takes time and effort. One thing doctors tell us about taking a course of antibiotics is to take the whole course. It may take time for the medicine to work, both natural and spiritual, but don't stop. Stay the course. Another thing to be remembered is that just like natural medicine, God's medicine is no respecter of persons. It's not a matter of God being willing to heal or not. He is. It's a matter of whether or not one will take the medicine as prescribed. Don't be so concerned about whether or not you have faith to be healed. Just take the medicine. Just do it. Just take the medicine. It'll work. There are no shortcuts to receiving a harvest. The seed must be planted and cared for. Remember, though, we are planting imperishable, incorruptible seed, the Word of God. It will produce. 2 Corinthians 1:20, "For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us." The promise is sure. God's Word is sure. The Word is working in you now, bringing health to all your flesh.
The Word of God is medicine to all my flesh. The Word of God is medicine to all my flesh. The Word of God is medicine to all my flesh. And His Word won't return to Him void. He sent His Word to heal me, and the Word became flesh. By the stripes that Jesus bore, I am healed. The Word of God is medicine to all my flesh. The Word of God is medicine to all my flesh. The Word of God is medicine to all my flesh, and His Word won't return to Him void. Believers laid hands on my body, the anointing has gone into me. The Word is working a healing and a cure. By His Word, my recovery is sure. God is medicine to all my flesh. Yes, the word of God is medicine to all my flesh. The word of God is medicine to all my flesh. And his word won't return to him void. Himself took our infirmities. Yes, he took them away. He bore all our sickness and disease. By his spirit we're quickened today. The word of God is medicine to all my flesh. The word of God is medicine to all my flesh. The word of God is medicine to all my flesh. And his word won't return to him void. Yes, his word won't return to him void. And his word won't return to him void.
Proverbs 4:22. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The word for health in this verse can be translated medicine, or curative, something with the power to heal, a remedy. God's word is medicine. It is a remedy for all of our flesh, for every part of our body. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. God's message is full of life and power. God's word is alive with energy. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God's word will always accomplish what it was sent to do. We must remember that God's word is not just paper and ink. The word of God is a person, our Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word to heal them and preserve their life. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The reason the Son of God was made manifest, visible, was to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works the devil has done, that he might bring to naught the works of the devil. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, healing all who were under the power of the devil, curing all those who were under the tyranny of the devil, healing all who suffered from the devil's power, those harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the living Word of God, was sent to heal us, deliver us, and preserve us. He has accomplished and is still accomplishing what he was sent to do. His word released in our hearts is medicine to all our flesh. His word in us produces a healing and a cure. The word is alive and powerful and is bringing to nothing the works of the devil in my body now. Say that with me. The word is alive and powerful and is bringing to nothing the works of the devil in my body now. Thank you, Jesus.
is here. He is here. Jesus, the Anointed One, He is here. Yes, He is here. He is here. Jesus, the Anointed One, He is here. He is your Savior. He is your healer. He's your provider. He is here. He is here. Yes, He is here. Jesus, the Anointed One, He is here. Reach out and touch Him. Receive what you need. Reach out and touch Him. Only
Jehovah Jireh.
Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ is the eternal living word. He will never change. What he's done before, he will do again. Exodus 15:26. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I, the Lord, am thy physician. I, Jehovah, am healing thee. I, the Lord, will bring thee only health. The Lord only brings health. No sickness comes from God. Psalm 103, 1 through 6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He has forgiveness for all your sins. He takes away all your diseases. Who is forgiving all thine iniquities? Who is healing all thy diseases? He pardons all my faults and heals all my sufferings. Matthew 8:16. And when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 12:15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew 14:34-36. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew 15:30-31. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The Lord Jesus Christ is still healing all, healing every sickness and every disease. He has not changed. What he accomplished as the Word made flesh, he's still doing today and will continue to forever. What he has done before, he will do again for you and for me. Healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he, Jesus, hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Surely he has carried, lifted, or borne our sicknesses or diseases and our pain. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Galatians 3:13-14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Deuteronomy 28:61 says that every sickness and every disease that's not written in the book of the law is part of the curse. So whatever your sickness or disease might be, it's part of the curse. And Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. We give thanks unto the Father, who has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We give thanks unto you, Father, because you satisfy us with long life. We give thanks unto you, Father, for you are faithful and you never change. Thank you, Lord, for healing us now.
Surely he bore all our sickness and grief. Surely he carried our sorrows and pain. He was bruised for our transgression, chastised for our peace. By his stripes we are healed. Surely he bore all our sickness and grief. Surely he carried our sorrows and pain. He was bruised for our transgression, chastised for our peace. By his stripes we are healed. Have you heard?
I will or I shall are the strongest assertions that can be made in the English language. Concerning healing, God said, I will. Matthew 8:1-3. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Jesus put out his hand and touched him and said, I am willing, be cleansed. Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I want to, be made clean. Stretching out his hand, Jesus touched him, saying, I am willing, become clean. And he put his hand on him, saying, it is my pleasure, be clean. 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish or pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. My loved one, it is my prayer that you may do well in all things and be healthy in body, even as your soul does well. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be healthy, even as your soul prospers. Matthew 8:7. And Jesus saith unto him, I will, come and heal him. Exodus 23:25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee, and give worship to the Lord your God, who will send his blessing on your bread and on your water, and I will take all disease away from among you. I will take sickness away from thy midst. I will free you from disease. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from you all disease and will put upon you none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you have seen. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you knew will he inflict upon you. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33, 6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. 2 Kings 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Psalm 42:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. 2 Corinthians 13:1 says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. From the mouth of two or three witnesses will every word be made certain. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, we have Moses, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, the Lord Jesus, God himself, all declaring the willingness of the Lord to heal. Not only did Jesus declare God's will in the matter, but in no uncertain terms demonstrated his will by healing all who came to him. He did this while doing only what he saw the Father do and saying only what the Father told him to say. It is my Father's express desire that I be in health. It is his will and pleasure. I am in agreement with him that his will be done in me now. He is working in me both the willingness and the ability to do his good pleasure. He's working in me now the ability to walk in health. He said he will heal me, and I fully expect him to do what he said. Thank you, Father, for healing me. Say that with me. It is my Father's express desire that I be in health. It is his will and pleasure. I am in agreement with him that his will be done in me now. He is working in me both the willingness and the ability to do his good pleasure. He is working in me now the ability to walk in health. He said he will heal me, and I fully expect him to do what he said. Thank you, Father, for healing me. In Jesus' name.
Lord, you are my light and my salvation. Lord, you are the strength of my life. Lord, you are my life, my salvation. Lord, you are the strength of my life, of my life. And I will say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. And I will say of you, Lord, you are my fortress. I will say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. You're my God, and in you I trust. I will say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. I will say of you, Lord, you are my fortress. I will say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. You're my God, and in you I trust. You're my God, and in you I trust. Lord, you are my life, my salvation. Lord, you are the strength of my life. Lord, you are my life, my salvation. Lord, you are the strength of my life, of my life. And I do say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. I do say of you, Lord, you are my fortress. I do say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. You're my God, and in you I trust. I do say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. I do say of you, Lord, you are my fortress. I do say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. You're my God, and in you I put my trust. You're my God, and in you I put my trust.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. He forgives all my iniquities, he heals all my disease, he crowns me with his loving kindness, he renews my strength. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. bless the Lord, oh my soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. He forgives all my iniquity, he heals all my disease, he crowns me with his loving kindness, he renews my
your name, Lord. We worship you.